Good morning and welcome to Markets Now. I'm Michelle Rook along with Scott Varlick with Coima Varlick. Seeing a little bounce in the livestock this morning, lower in the grains. And Scott, let's talk about cattle. A down day yesterday with some disappointment, I think, about the cash trade, don't you think?
Yeah, that's probably the leader, and thanks for having me. But cash trade, a little bit on the poor side, in my opinion. The negotiated cattle are really struggling to try to get some better prices as January happens and the packers slow down their kill speed just a little bit on some usually seasonally slower demand. The negotiators are the ones that take it on the chin and have a struggle to get a better price. So we've seen a big increase in the formula cattle that have been slaughtered lately, especially in the state of Nebraska, which used to be a heavily negotiated state. So losing some of those grounds, less people able to stand up and ask for a higher price. So saw some of the 248 again in the meat, some 152 trade live. Those meat bids, you know, with the poor yielding cattle, it's going to be in the low 150s, depending on how you do. So that 152 probably pretty accurate with what those carcass, those in the meat trades are going to be as well. So not a lot of excitement there. Surprised the futures are holding on as strong as they are with that news. Still trying to comb around and look what's going on in the South for cash. Those kind of rumors, maybe 156, maybe 157, but really haven't heard a lot of traction there. And it's been a little bit quiet here, but Fed board at 156.62 coming up with a delivery in a couple of weeks. Surprised it's hanging on, I guess.
Yeah, but the back end of the board, man, we've cracked out some new contract highs back there this week. And so, You know, does the back of the board just keep going?
That seems to be where everybody wants to be. We're all ready to count cows, and we've got the cattle inventory report next week, Tuesday. So Probably some alignment for that. Everybody's expecting this cow herd is smaller. You know, the increased cow kill over the last couple of years, everybody knows what that can do. We saw 2014 happen after the 2011, 2012 large cow kills, a couple of years after, suddenly we shot up to all-time highs. And I think that's in everybody's mind that this supply side is set up to be very friendly as long as there's no major hiccups in the meantime. So we saw the large cow slaughter last year. Yeah, some of those are still going to probably have some calves. So we still have cattle to market here now, but everybody's looking at that long-term thinking that we can get record highs coming. And we were only a couple dollars off of it on that April contract back there. So that's where a lot of people want to be. We have not seen the bull spreads want to take off. You see weak cash right now in January. Yeah, nobody's really interested in being in the front until we can really prove that this thing is for real. We haven't had bull spreads lead the charge. You know, the three signs of a really strong market: you've got the market, you've got the basis, and you got the spreads. The spreads have not really acted very well. And basis, it's been a little bit up and down here, but now that we got cash under futures, that's, it's just not acting real great there.
Yeah. The other thing we should point out, slaughter up for the week, but the wheats are coming down here, and that's been a function of the weather, right?
Yep. Not a surprise. Weights are finally coming down. The weather is showing its impact. You know, heifer carcass weights are 18 pounds below a year ago. We're about 9 pounds below a year ago on steers. So, and they were down a little bit again. We're facing some more weather in the north here. So expect that that's still going to be the theme. It's been a while since we had a winter that just kept on giving us winter like this one is. And it's been a struggle for everybody in the north. So if you know somebody up there, give them a call, cheer them up a little bit. That would certainly help, because it's been a grind. And that's also part of the reason for some of the poorer cash. Guys are wanting to just get these cattle moved. I got to get them out. I got to get them out of here and get yards cleaned up. And what's going to be the struggle is if it takes you a little bit longer to get some of these cattle out and you get some empty lots and you're already through, say, January and February looking at March, your feeder runs are going to be a lot less. So I think that's going to bode well for the cash feeder market. It should stay strong. As some of these cattle go, less numbers coming in. And that's what you keep hearing, you know, guys that are sitting in the sale barn saying these prices are not giving up and I'm getting some that are pretty high. What do I do? You know, these 160 break evens. Okay. What can I do? I'm shelling a lot of money out there. So, at least your deferred contracts have some pretty good highs, at some good levels. As much money as we're shelling out there, we're bullish, but there is some opportunities you can do for some kind of lower risk, put a floor under stuff and just so you can survive in case something bad happens anyway.
Hogs up today. We were up yesterday. Did we score a reversal yesterday? And is that really our signal that we're bottoming this market?
I hope so. But yeah, big reversal higher there yesterday. Some of the factors I guess we would look at is the weights are getting a little bit more under control. That's a good sign. You've had, you know, cash holding on, you know, fairly firm throughout this large break and in the carcass cutouts trying to rally a little bit here. So and another thing, heard a rumor of a packer calling around looking for some hogs, so maybe that's a sign we're finally getting through that glut of supply that we were talking about. And this is the time of year that we can get a little boost and a little bit of a rally. So is it going to be very long lived? That's the question I'm really wrestling with. So at least you got some technicals and a few fundamental friendly stories to kind of throw at it. To me, you still got large China hog output. So that's going to be kind of where that overlaying factor. And I'm almost feeling myself shift that rallies are meant to kind of be looking for some protection, looking for some hedge protection and selling some stuff at some decent prices. I'm not going to do it here immediately after the first day rally. As sharp as that break was, yeah, I would expect to see a little bit more recovery before we see any major corrections, in my opinion.
Although we did see pretty good exports yesterday and China was actually part of the business. So maybe that was part of the other reason we saw the reversal. Grain setting back here today. We've had a pretty strong rally the last couple of days here. So are we just seeing a little routine profit taking, you think? I don't see much fundamentally changing.
Yeah, I think you're right. I could agree with the profit taking here from some of the long sides. You've got the story, the January report, kept everything friendly. We rallied through it. You've still got these positive basis, hanging on the grains and not giving up. So the demand, as we've talked about, weakening, seems to still have a pretty strong basis and pretty firm ground there yet until we start to look at the next year's crop. So to me, that's what's holding this market higher. I don't know that it has enough to rally through and break through and have a large rally. We do still have some grains around. We're still wrestling with the future. Okay, we've got Brazil's going to have a large crop. We've got some moisture shifts, you know, apparently happening. I know it's winter. It's hard to guess what it's going to be like in the middle of July, but we're going to have some big acres here in the north. So in my opinion, you've got the strong basis and you've got some guys maybe a little bit looking towards new crop being negative. That's already pretty, you know, discount priced into the market already, but it's going to wrestle with itself back and forth and be a little bit of a choppy market until we get to that acreage report in the end of March. That would be the pattern I would think it's going to settle into and just kind of do a chop until we kind of turn the page and say, okay, what's next year's crop officially like?
Yeah, supply and demand tug of war continues on. Thanks so much for joining us, Scott Varlick with Coima Varlick, and that's Markets Now.